in the Mojave Desert yesterday, about 24 robots set out on a race that one organizer compared to the Wright brothers' first flight. The race was significant because the machines were designed to navigate a 132-mile obstacle course on their own without any human involvement. Today, the Pentagon, which organized the race, will award one of the design teams a $2 million prize. From Prim, Nevada, NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning in a vast parking lot next to Buffalo Bills Casino. 23 engineering teams just received a disc revealing the previously secret route. In 2 hours, the race will begin. But over where the Axion racing team is making preparations, amateur musicians are playing guitar and trombone. Their robot is a Jeep Cherokee with a bunch of complicated-looking gadgets sticking out all over. Team member Matthew Jones says most of those are sensors and cameras that help the robot see. There are two surfboards on top, looking out of place in the desert. Jones also points to a large air conditioning unit that keeps the computers inside cool.
Because the five Dell 2650 servers inside get pretty hot.
And I'm noticing on the outside of some of these cameras or sensors, there's the always crucial duct tape there.
Yes, there's no way that you can build a robot without duct tape, sticky, and zip ties.
Sticky, Jones says, is a putty-like substance that is just amazingly sticky. But for a lot of people, this is serious business. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, is sponsoring the race. The military wants to develop a fleet of self-guided trucks that can drive themselves into war zones.
They will pass the start line, as I indicated, coming back around and then go eastbound.
As the sun rises, a Carnegie Mellon University team drives their Hummer up to the starting line. The driver gets out, a siren goes off, and the robot starts down the course on its own.
Ladies and gentlemen, Highlander.
Stanford University's Volkswagen SUV is second. VW engineer Sven Strobin says now he and his colleagues will just sit around and wait for 8 or 9 hours.
The team is not completely done. It's probably one of the few sporting events where you have absolutely nothing to do once it starts.
Except worry, and then cheer when things go well.
Wait. Yeah!
That's a team from Littleton, Colorado. Mark Rosenblum says they're cheering because their vehicle, Desert Tortoise, successfully moved around another that was stopped.
Our obstacle avoidance system came in, kicked in, and avoided them. So that was good.
So you passed them?
We passed them. I'm excited because we didn't hit them, not because I passed them.
Eventually, though, Rosenblum's robot breaks down. In fact, most of the vehicles break down even before the halfway point. As the day wears on, only 5 remain on the course. The robot Stanley from Stanford approaches the finish line first. Mike Montemurlo watches with pride as it goes through one of the most difficult segments, Beer Bottle Pass.
It's a very windy mountain road with a very steep 200-foot drop-off. And so luckily there's a little berm or a lip on the side of the road, and Stanley's able to see these berms very well, and it keeps him centered on the road. So that kept him safe in that pass.
Safe enough to be the first vehicle to cross the finish line.
Ladies and gentlemen, Stanford.
Stanford's robot looked like it won, but organizers wouldn't declare a winner. They said they had to examine race records. Some teams were forced to take timeouts to wait for other vehicles, and that could affect their racing time. DARPA will announce today which team gets the $2 million check. Jeff Brady, NPR News.